Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's the radio segment that just came up with a food mashup that's not taking off like he thought it would.
What is it?
It's called Jinkles. It's sprinkles mixed with petroleum jelly. Oh. Apparently, it's supposed to be amazing on toast. Like, Mom, can I get more Jinkles, please?
Yeah.
Well, you've already had 2 spoonfuls this morning, honey.
No, I thought it was going to be like jam.
Hey, and my lips aren't chapped anymore.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other Poopa Troopas just don't.
Those Jinkles.
This first Laser story is out of Ottawa. The other day, a young woman decided it'd be a great idea to drive her car down a frozen river.
Oh. Oh my gosh. I'm scared to like walk on one of those, let alone drive.
Well, by driving, I really mean she was actually speeding on it.
Okay.
Someone who lives next to the river got footage of her flying by in her yellow car. But that's not even the craziest part of the story.
All right.
Her car eventually hit a thin spot in the ice, and it broke through.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Ooh. That's scary.
And so it was sinking in freezing water, and one guy said you could see her start gathering her stuff into a bag as her car sunk.
Ain't nobody got time for this!
Oh my gosh!
Get your stuff!
Meanwhile, everyone on shore was yelling at her to just get out.
Yeah!
Right.
And well, she eventually did make her way onto the roof, and then while the Good Samaritans were trying to get to her, she just stood on top of the car and started taking selfies.
Let me take a selfie.
Dot,
no.
Are you sure this isn't the white Jetta that Alexis drives?
Yeah. I would totally take a picture.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is serious. That actually happened. Luckily, they were able to push a kayak out to her in time, pull her back in, and now everyone's okay.
Hooray! I imagine her using TikTok like, oh my God, what piece of audio do I use for this? Like,
yeah.
Oh no.
The main guy who helped her was obviously frustrated. And so here's actually a clip of him being interviewed right after this happened.
The thing that was frustrating was we were all frantically trying to get her off, and she was on top of her car taking selfies. You know, we got her to shore, and that's why in one of the videos you see me, and I feel bad now, like we pulled her in. And as soon as she was to shore, I just let go and walked to shore just to cool down because she was smiling ear to ear. And as soon as she got to shore, I said, look, you know, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, that was fun. And I don't think she realizes how lucky she is.
Oh, that was fun is not a good answer.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you risked your life to save mine. That was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, the woman's now facing charges for dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, and she could lose her license.
Oh, I think that's probably appropriate.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
But you did get hella likes, so hashtag worth it.
Worth it.
Oh, no.
This next laser story is out of What in the Disney is Happening?
Ooh, I care. I know it's the wrong segment, but I like this.
What would you wait in line 7 hours to buy?
Oh, seven hours?
Some
really long.
Concert tickets, maybe?
No.
I don't know.
The brand new must-have cell phone?
No.
A popcorn bucket? Well, if you did go with that last option, then you may have been one of the people in line at Disney World over the last weekend.
What? Shut up. Because
the Epcot International Festival just kicked off.
Okay, that sounds actually really cool. Yeah.
And while that might actually be cool, all the people really wanted was the dragon-shaped commemorative bucket that they were giving
out. Okay, not gonna lie, their popcorn buckets are so cute.
What?
I have a Toy Story alien one. Yeah, it's cute.
Wait,
you keep it? Like, you move it from apartment to apartment?
I think I spent like $40 on it there, guys.
Whoa, yeah. I had no idea this was a thing.
Yeah. This year's was called the Figment Popcorn Bucket, modeled after the Journey into Imagination ride that they have over there.
Okay. You lost me, but okay. It's shaped like a dragon.
It's filled with rainbow popcorn and features a happy purple and pink dragon.
Okay, cute.
How much are they taking you for? Because popcorn, I'm going to tell you, not very expensive to make.
This bucket costs $25.
Okay.
So Alexis really got ripped off.
I think I paid for some refills, though. Like, on popcorn. Yeah.
Tax,
the
right.
lines were so long for it, they stretched across a good chunk of Epcot.
Oh, my God.
And actually, some of the performers were miffed because no one was watching them dance and sing in the park. Everybody was only in line for the special buckets.
I feel like I'd be that idiot that gets in line thinking that there's something cool with the and then being terribly disappointed.
Most people waited 7 hours to get their hands on it.
Oh, my. That's a whole day. Man. You missed every ride.
And you paid.
You guys, they are so cute, though. Like, seriously.
Of course, the buckets immediately started popping up on eBay, with one listed as high as $1,000.
Oh, man.
Whoa. But there were a couple that did sell for over $200.
Jeez. Again. 7 hours and a whole day wasted at Walt Disney World is not worth $200 to me.
Now, in the line for the frozen bananas?
Yeah.
Now
we're talking.
I'm there 10 hours.
This next laser story is out of Smushin' Goodies Central.
No.
I forgot the address to this place.
You've heard the term hardballing. That's used when somebody approaches.
Sorry, I'm too immature.
It's a normal term that you use when someone's approaching something in a no-nonsense way.
Uh-huh.
Like, you won't sell me that dragon popcorn bucket for under $200? Looks like somebody's playing hardball here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now it's turning into a dating term. Hardballing.
Okay, again, I don't know if we want the explanation of this.
Still don't think I'm going to get a lot of
it. You're getting the explanation. It works like this. You let the other person that you're chatting with know right away what it is you're looking for.
Oh.
Whether it's semi-serious or long-term or just a casual fling.
Yes!
Okay.
That should be involved in all those things.
There's no mystery in anyone's intentions now.
No mystery, no chit-chat,
don't
no small
time.
Talk.
Yep.
Just right to the point to set the expectations so you don't waste any time.
And who said romance?
Right.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, feel it out a little bit?
Yeah.
You have to just come in?
Yeah, that's hardball.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A relationship expert in L.A. says more and more of her clients are adopting the approach. She thinks it's partly because everyone's sick of all the awful dating trends, like ghosting.
Yeah.
So now the pendulum swinging back into the other direction towards brutal honesty.
Ooh,
I kind of like it. Like, if I don't text you back, I don't like you.
That's not it.
Oh, okay.
That's ghosting someone.
Oh. There's like 10 guys right now who just figured it out why Alexis. Yeah. Oh, that's why.
That is not being direct with someone at all.
I thought
Alexis.
It was.
It's
that's
the opposite.
Right there.
A therapist in Chicago thinks the pandemic might have something to do with it, too, because it's taught people that life's short, so why waste time?
Yeah, amen.
Okay.
All right, well, ladies, if you're listening, hardball's coming out. I want to marry you, I want you to love me, and I want to make a family.
Why did I want to give you a hug after that hardball?
No one's texting in, guys.
All right, let's go to your next laser story out of the center of COVID sanity. We finally have a bright side to this whole pandemic thing.
Okay.
The new studies found that we all got hotter.
A dollar makes me hotter.
Like all of us?
Researchers at Cardiff University in the UK have officially discovered people look more attractive in their protective masks.
They do. Everyone does.
That means all of our faces are actually ugly.
Yes.
No, that's not it. Dozens of women were asked to rate attractiveness of images of male faces without a mask and then others wearing a mask.
Okay.
And what they found is those wearing a cloth mask were significantly more attractive than the ones with no masks on.
Yeah. Okay. So mask up for a different reason.
The most interesting thing is the surgical masks, which is just like a normal disposable kind, made the wearer look even hotter.
Yeah, baby!
Yep.
Why?
The doctor running the study said his team was surprised because before the pandemic, they'd found that medical face masks reduced attractiveness because they were associated with diseases and illness.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw somebody with a mask, I was like,
no.
Yeah. I know.
But now that society's used to seeing them, they're not scared of them anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, we associate the medical mask with healthcare workers at a time when we feel vulnerable, and that makes us all hot.
Okay,
I take back that. Every time a guy takes a mask off, I'm disappointed. Like, literally.
The doc also said it was possible masks made people feel more attractive because they directed attention up to the eyes. So you guys hear that? Whatever you do, do not look into his eyes. He's like a sexual Medusa, this one. Don't look or it'll turn into stone. Too late.
Yeah.
Made eye contact. Now this is happening. And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.